Hey SW Nerds, this is Nerd 11 reporting in with my thoughts on SmackDown Live from Tuesday night. So the Blue Brand opened up the show with a Shane McMahon giving a speech to the locker room and pretty much conveying the same information that was conveyed on Monday night, which now the McMahons are the ones in charge, things are going to change, we're listening to the WWE universe. That whole shtick. The interesting thing in his comments that came out was the fact that they acknowledged that Paige was no longer the GM for SmackDown Live. So that kind of throws things into new perspective. We knew that Baron Corbin had been removed as GM because of Monday night, actually because of TLC losing his fight to Braun Strowman, but then when he lost again on Monday night to Kurt Angle and pretty much the entire Raw locker room, or at least the ones that had wronged him in a repeat from the TLC event match, that he was out, but there was speculation that maybe Alexa Bliss would be stepping into that role as general manager. Well, now with the McMahons, quote-unquote, back in charge and making all the decisions, they no longer need a figurehead there. So that now throws into question, what are they going to do with Alexa Bliss and with Paige? We know that Alexa Bliss is still in doctor jail because of the concussions that she has had. And if you ask me, she was doing an excellent job as the women's general manager over on Raw, taking care of the women's roster. But as far as SmackDown goes, Paige was running everything. Unlike when Daniel Bryan was general manager, we didn't see Shane there as much. I mean, we would see Shane there every once in a while. And since the event and the second event in Saudi Arabia, where he won the world wrestling title, whatever the trophy was, greatest wrestler in the world, World Cup, that's what it was, and shared it with The Miz and that whole storyline, you really didn't see him. And he wasn't necessary. Paige was doing a good job of running things. So does that mean that she's going to go back to being a manager now for a specific person? It does look like, or even a group, running a stable like she did with Absolution initially. But it'd be kind of weird to shoehorn her back into there, where it looks like they were trying to give Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville their own breathing space in order to run their own programs. Do see on social media that they may be trying to build something up between her and Zelina Vega, which would be interesting considering, like I said, I'm fairly certain Paige will never be cleared to take bumps again. Then again, we all thought that Daniel Bryan was gone on a permanent basis, but ultimately he is now back and the WWE champion. So with that in mind, it makes me wonder what they're going to do. The one thing that I did enjoy about SmackDown as opposed to with Raw was that they kind of took the concept of them knowing that they've been repeating certain matchups over and over and over again, and really put a spotlight on that with the tag team division. When the Usos came out and they called out the Bar because, you know, they felt like they should have won the TLC match, and they want the Bar to come out so that they can face them down again. And instead, Gallows and Anderson come out and actually say, every week it's Usos, The Bar, New Day, Usos, Bar, New Day, Usos, Bar, New Day. It's time for a new tag team to be involved in that mix. And they even pointed out a strange fact that I never thought that they would point out, but all of us in the WWE universe have been saying, was that Gallows and Anderson have been nowhere to be seen since August. Yes, they made appearances every now and again on Main Event, but mostly they were, you know, out of the picture. You would catch them in behind the scenes segments, things like that, possibly in pre-tapes, but never once have we seen them on a match in front of people for the last 4 months. So it's nice to see them. The other team that we all went, well, where'd they go, was Sanity. All of a sudden, Sanity shows up in the middle, at the end of this match, and acts like what they've been able to do, and that's come out, cause chaos. Now, the big question is, with Nikki Cross being called up sometime soon, are they going to put her on SmackDown with Sanity, or are they going to keep her separate from them and put her over on Raw? I would like to see her come in and be back with Sanity. Sanity does their thing in the tag team division, either as a three-man group, or even just let Eric Young split off and do his own thing and do a mid-card run and see if they can't hold three belts at the same time on SmackDown. That'd be interesting to see Eric Young involved in the U.S. title picture, the rest of Sanity involved in getting the tag team belts, and then even Nikki Cross taking a run at getting the SmackDown women's belt. That would be interesting to see a stable have all three belts. Now, what would be even more interesting is if they added a fifth member to that stable who could go and take a run for the U.S. title, or not the U.S. title, the WWE World Championship. That would be interesting. If they were to bring somebody else in, I don't know who they could. Really about the only insane individual that they could bring into that group that would kind of mesh with them would be Bray Wyatt. But why would you take an American and put him with four individuals from the United Kingdom? I would think they would want to find somebody else that they could bring in, possibly, and even be somebody else from down in NXT and bring them up and put them with Sanity. Somebody who has never worked a program against Sanity, because to have somebody who's working a program against them all of a sudden join them screams too much of the Wyatt family. And speaking of the Wyatt family, it would be nice to see Bray Wyatt come back, not be the leader of worlds or eater of worlds or anything of worlds, but just be this kooky individual who doesn't think he's a god or anything like that. And I would love to see him back with the brothers. Oh my gosh, they've been gone for so long, I forgot their names. But anyways, have them come back with Rowan and with Harper, and then not pull in Braun, because Braun is doing his thing, but possibly see yet another person come into their stable and make another four-person stable and have the Wyatt family go against Sanity. Of course, knowing WWE, what they would end up doing is keep Sanity on SmackDown, and they would put the Wyatt family over on Raw, so that they can't have two of the similar gimmicks going against each other, which I think would be ridiculous. I think I would love to see stables once again, but that's just me. So makes me wonder what they're going to end up doing with Paige and with Alexa Bliss now that there are no more general managers, and to see if they're going to continue with this angle of doing meta commentary on what we the fans have kind of said over the last few months. What would be nice to see is that they finally listened to the WWE Universe and announced that there's going to be another set of belts for the women's division. There's got to be more. There's got to be another prize for these women to go for, as opposed to just one belt, because then they just kind of all start stomping on each other and become nothing but a bunch of noise. I, for one, would love to see a tag division within the women's division. That would be excellent. In my opinion, they have enough women to be able to do two, one on SmackDown, one on Raw. But who knows, with the McMahons all running both shows, are they even going to have brand division anymore? Who knows? Those are my thoughts. What are yours? Go ahead and hit us up on the Anchor app and give me a call in. We'll put you on the show, because I'm not the only one just here yammering. Or you can shoot me a tweet at @_SWNerds. I'll be more than happy to read it out here on the show and answer you directly over Twitter. Once again, this is Nerd 11 signing out.